Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to his name, for he is so worthy to be praised. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Let everything that have breath praise the name of Jesus. Amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live from the deep south. Amen. I want to welcome all listeners to the show today, whether by phone or by web. We are so glad to have you a part of the show today. Amen. We hope that you will tune in next Sunday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is up under the leadership of Prophet Yvonne Rao, the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. Amen. If you need a mentor, get connected with her. Amen. Glory to God. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Father, we come to glorify your name, oh God. We come to exalt your name on high, oh God, for you are worthy to be praised. We come to magnify you, Father God. We come to say thank you, Jesus. We come to say thank you for the blood of Jesus. We come to thank you for your word. We come to worship you, oh God. We come to praise your name, oh God, for you are worthy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for all things, oh Father. We thank you for life, oh Father. We thank you for our roof over our head. We thank you for the clothes and the food that you have provided for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Oh Father God, we thank you for this day, oh God, a day that we never seen before and a day we'll never see again. We praise you, God, for all things, for you are worthy to be praised, oh God. Oh God, we praise you for our health and our strength, oh Father. Oh God, we praise you for our jobs and our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We come to worship you because you are the awesome God. You are the only true and living God. And we praise you, God. Oh God, we praise you for Jesus who came over 2,000 years ago, Father, that all might be saved, oh God. Oh God, because of the blood, oh God, we give you praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for watching over us and protecting our families, oh Father. We thank you, Father God, for watching us and going with us as we go to and fro and protecting us with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you right now, God. We thank you, God, because you are God. Oh God, we just praise your holy name. We just worship you. We praise you. We praise you. We worship you. We worship. Oh, God, we praise you, we praise you, we worship you, Lord, because there's nothing that's impossible with you, oh, God. All things are possible through you, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the word that is coming forth today, God, with power in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your word because the word brings healing. The word brings deliverance. The word was set free. Oh, God, we just thank you for your holy word, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we pray right now, Father, for all the sick and the shut-ins. We pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for those who are in nursing homes, those who are behind prison bars, oh, God. We pray that, Father God, that you would just touch them, oh, God. Oh, God, lift them up in their spirit, oh, God. Oh, God, let them know all they need to do is call on the name of Jesus, oh, God, because that's why you sent Jesus, oh, Father, for the lost, oh, God, for those that needed a shoulder to cry on, Father. You sent them, you sent Jesus, oh, Father, so that they can be healed and delivered and set free from everything that's coming against them, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we praise you right now, Father. Oh, God, we praise you for a soul that's going to be saved. We praise you for a soul that's going to be delivered. We praise you for a soul that's going to be set free. Oh, Father God, all over the world, oh, God, we just thank you for the souls that's going to be saved, oh, God. Oh, God, by your word and through the blood of Jesus Christ, oh, Father, we just thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus, for you are so worthy to be praised. All these prayers we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, because he is so worthy. He is an awesome God. He is the awesome God. Amen. I can just praise him, but I got to praise him by myself, because he is so worthy to be praised. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. He's able to provide. He's able. He's able to provide whatever you need. He's able. Hallelujah. Ooh, I got to quit. I got to quit because that ain't my message, but he is able. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I will be coming from John today, and I'm going to read John chapter 4, verse 34, and John chapter 17, verse number 4. And the word of God reads, and Jesus said unto them, my meat, which is the will of God, is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And I'm going to go over to John 17, verse number 4, and it says, I have glorified thee on the earth, Jesus, and I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. Amen. In your own devotion of time, if you will go back and read the entire chapter of 4 and 17, so you can hear what God is saying to you through the word of God. So it's by us hearing and read it. So read it out loud so that you can hear the word of God. Amen. It is a powerful word. God's message today is finish the work. Finish the work. It's the title of the message today. At this particular time, Jesus was doing his earthly ministry. And Jesus was going about healing. He was setting people free. He was casting out demons. He was laying his hand on the sick. People were just touching him, and they were being healed. Amen. Glory to God. And Jesus said to the disciple in verse 34, John chapter 4, verse 34, which is our key scripture, he said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. So he was telling the disciples, even though they have been hungry and ready to eat and ready to drink, Jesus set all that aside. Because when he's talking about the meat here, he's talking about the work. He's talking about the will of God that he must do. So, and oftentimes in our life, we get hungry or whatever the case may be, and we want to set aside God's work. But Jesus was saying here, no, we can't just set aside the work. See, the work of God has to be finished. Because Jesus had just spoke to the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, and there was many souls that needed to be saved. See, the Bible says that Jesus came for the lost. And that's why he said, if you are chosen, in other words, if you are called to do the work of the kingdom of God, he said, the work has got to be finished. He said, I have to do the work because this is what my Father has sent me to do. He sent me, oh, glory, hallelujah, that the captives might be free, that the broken heart can be mended, oh, hallelujah. And those souls that are out there, that he said, this is why I was sent. That's why I got to finish the work for my Father. That's why Jesus is not about doing the work. He didn't let nothing get in his way. In other words, the Bible says that when Jesus was doing his work, he was doing a good work. And he was going about doing the work of the Father. And the Bible says that when he was doing the work, in other words, that the scribes and the Pharisees and all of the religious leaders, they wanted to stone him because he was preaching the gospel. See, our job is to preach the gospel. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Our job, glory, hallelujah, we're supposed to be laying hands on people. People are supposed to be get healed. They're supposed to be going into church and coming out the same way. Oh, glory, hallelujah, are you doing the work? See, the Bible says that he was casting out demons. Demons ought to be being cast out in the church today. Oh, glory, hallelujah, just like it was in Jesus' ministry, it's supposed to be going on today. Are you doing the work? Oh, glory, hallelujah. But Jesus was saying to the disciples, now, I know that we have to eat, in other words, but he was looking at things in the spirit. He was looking at the things of the people and the souls that were being lost, the souls that he was sent, oh, God, that they could be healed and delivered and set free. Hallelujah to Jesus. So he didn't let that get in his way. Hungry get in his way. See, oftentimes we allow things to get in our way when God has called us to do a work. If there's a calling on your life, you must do the work. The work must be finished. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The work must be finished. Even in the scripture, it tells how they wanted to pick up. Matter of fact, it didn't say they wanted to. They picked up stones to throw at Jesus. When he was preaching the truth, he wasn't preaching no watered-down messages. He wasn't preaching no messages to make people feel good. He was preaching messages that people's soul could be saved.
glory, hallelujah, to Jesus. And oftentimes when we are called and chosen, see, the Bible says that many will come, but few are chosen. If you are chosen to do the work of God, you must finish the work as Jesus has finished the work. The Bible says that when they picked up the stones to stone Jesus, Jesus got out of the way. See, many times in our lives, there are stones that the devil will throw at us. He may even tell you that you're not called. That's a stone. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He may tell you because you're a woman, you're not called. That's a stone, because he's trying to stop the work of God. He don't want God's work to be finished, because there's many souls in this world today that are lost and need Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. See, there's many stones. They may even tell you. They may even tell you that you're too old to even have a church. Why you waited so long? Why you just coming? Hey, it wasn't my time nor my season, but I have to come when God has called me. See, God has chosen his people. He's got ready, he's getting ready an army that is ready to finish the work of God. He's found that he has found, and he found people that are committed. He has found people that are willing to go forth in the name of Jesus and finish the work. Because, see, that's what we are called to do, to be servants. We're called to be his ambassador. We are his light upon the earth. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That's why Jesus, when he told him, he said, I got to finish the work. That's why he had to go to the cross, because it was part of his work. It was part of his work to take on the sins of the world. It was part of his work for his body to be wounded for our transgressions and our sins. It was part of his work that his body would be pierced. It was part of his work that he would be nailed to the cross. It was part of his work that his body would be beaten. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That he would take these 39 stripes. It was part of his work. It was part of his work to be nailed to the cross for my sins and your sins, that we might be healed, that we might be set free and delivered. It was part of the work. Oh, glory, hallelujah. When the blood of Jesus was streaming down the cross, oh, glory, hallelujah, it was part of the work. The blood just streaming down, oh, down in the valley, down in the darkness, it was part of his work, even though Jesus had to go through it. See, that's why we got to realize we're going to have to go through some things in our lives. We're going to have to go under some bridge and troubled waters. We're going to have to go through some storm and some rain. We're going to have to go through some hellfire. But we got to finish the work in the house. We got to keep marching towards the march, just like we're running in a race. Oh, God, to get to the finish line. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Will you finish the work that God has called you to do? Or are you going to let somebody else tell you you're not called? Oh, hallelujah. You can't lay it down. Because, see, I know what they always say sometimes when they want to curse somebody out. I'm about to lay down my religion. But you can't lay down the work. You got to keep on going with the work. Don't matter what's going on around you. God has prepared you. He has already equipped you. You must finish the work of God. That's why Jesus said upon the cross, it is finished, because he had finished the work. He had brought glory to God upon the earth. Oh, glory, hallelujah, that the soul can be saved. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Will you finish the work? You got to finish the work, what God has called you to do. Because the time will come when we're going to meet our Creator. And you want to be able to say, I finished the work. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We're running out of time, running out of time. Amen. Glory to God. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Say this prayer. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do, repent of your sin, be saved, and change your life today. Find your Bible believing church, get you a Bible, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ, welcome to the body of Christ. Whatever God has called you to do, you got to finish the work. Many people have the zeal when they first get started, but somewhere along the line, they lose it.
but you've got to finish the work that God has called you. Jesus has given us an example of what we have to do to finish the work. Amen. Glory to God. Just finish the work. Do the will of God. Do what he has called you to do. Don't let nobody turn you around. Don't you quit. Don't you give up. You keep doing the work for the Lord. We got to get out of here. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you falling before the presence of his glory with the King. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, and powerful now and forever. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. Meet me here next week at the same time. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. I am your ministering host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Be blessed. Have a great week, and don't let nobody steal your joy. Amen. And continue to do the work. Finish the work. Amen. And bring glory to God. Hallelujah.